All right, good morning, Greater Victoria, particularly Peninsula, particularly today, North Saanich. I am speaking to mayoral candidate Dorothy Hartshorn. We're at the lovely Tech Park. It's Monday morning. And so, Dorothy, have you had enough coffees?
Absolutely. I start my day at about 5 o'clock in the morning, and the first thing I do is make a coffee.
Well, this is, I think, the first time we've met.
Yes, it is.
I've heard about you. I've seen you in the media before, but if you get to know me, I love coffee. And I'll have dozens of coffees. Okay, not that many. All right, so I think this medium, podcasts, is a great way to help folks understand who you are, where you've come from, and some of your key policy pieces for an election that is now 4 days away? Yeah, no, 5 days away.
I was going to say it's five days.
Oh, my gosh. All right. So, Dorothy Hartshorn, mayoral candidate for North Saanich. Who are you? If folks don't know you, what would you tell them?
Well, I'm a local girl. I was born in Victoria, Jubilee Hospital. And the first time that my parents ever brought me to North Saanich was when I was 2 years old. We used to picnic in Madrona Bay. And then my dad purchased property on Madrona Drive in 1964. And every weekend, as a family, we would come out and we would root out the blackberries and cut down the snowberries and preparing the building site for the house that we finally built in 1969. So I moved to North Saanich in September 1969. October 1969, at the grand old age of 14, I met my husband, a local boy named
wow.
Dan Hartshorn. And we have now been together, I guess, for 49 years, married for 45 and a half years.
Wow, that's fantastic.
Congratulations. Thank you very
much.
When
is your anniversary? What month?
March 17th, 1973 is when we got married.
Right. Well, congratulations. So, well, that's interesting, you know, because I don't think a lot of mayoral candidates can say that they've lived in the municipality for that long as you have. Wow, interesting.
Well, that's one of the things that is a driver for me. It's home, and I want the best for it.
Mm-hmm.
And I really do believe that I bring a lot to the position.
Yeah, well, you certainly know the area.
Yes, I do.
Along with, of course, being a lifelong North Saanich resident, what's prompting you to want to become mayor? I understand you were a councillor before, so you've had a feeling for being a politician on the peninsula. Tell us why you want to be mayor.
Well, it goes back to the first time that I ran as mayor. My husband and I had a company called Hartshorn Tree Service. We lived in North Saanich, and we served North Saanich, Sydney, Central Saanich, as well as the other municipalities within the CRD as a residential tree care company. And it was a customer service-based company. So one of the things that I feel strongly about is that the municipality is a service provider, and all the residents are customers. So when I first ran, I wanted to serve the residents in a customer service type of manner. I was a newbie on council. I learned a lot in those 6 years. After that, I ended up working for an MLA for 4.5 years, and I learned a lot about the ins and outs of the provincial government. And since 2015, I served as an audit council member for the Auditor General for local government. And in that position, for 3 years, I had the opportunity to review and critique performance audits of local governments across BC, and so that brings another layer of experience and information to the position of mayor. And why do I want to serve? I want to serve my community. I love North Saanich. It's home. And I think I have a skill set and a level of experience and a comfort with the position so that I can offer the residents of North Saanich a good, strong, communicative, accountable, innovative leader.
Yeah, that's a lot of experience, specifically for a lot of things, including mayor of a municipality, which is not just standing in front of people and telling them you know, the weather's really nice today, and, and boy, is it nice out here. There's a lot of complexity to running a municipality. That sounds like you bring that skill set. So, Dorothy, what are then some of your key policy positions that you'd like the electorate to hear about? Your sort of key issues that people should be aware of come this Saturday.
I have a number of policy issues that I feel are extremely important, and the one at the top of the list is communications. I would like to see North Saanich develop a different style of communicating with the residents. One of the first things I would like to implement is a standing communications committee. And it would be structured in much the same way as our current commissions, which would be the Agricultural Commission and the Stewardship Commission. We would be drawing from the community. So I am positive that out there in North Saanich, there are people with expertise in communications. And if I could pull them together into one room and have them review our current communication style, take a look at the communications plan that North Saanich has partially implemented, take a look at the website that's coming out to be released this fall, comment on it, review it, suggest new ideas, innovative ideas. My idea is the committee, and I would be looking to the committee for other ideas to help North Saanich do a much better job of communicating and engaging our residents. Hmm. That's my number one policy position. Now, the next thing I have here, there's three things that are actually interrelated. They are three different ideas, concepts, but they move together and they flow together. Let's start out with what I'm calling a growth containment area. And this would be about having a legislated line in the sand that says growth stops here. That would give us, on one side of that line, the ability to have attainable housing, so that addresses the affordable attaining housing issue. It would give us an opportunity to concentrate our transit services. Densities would be greater there, and possibly even developing small commercial walkable centers, such as the McTavish Road corner where we have Gerton's Garage, the McTavish Store, and the Roost. Now, with that growth containment area, I'd like to explain where I came up with the concept of a growth containment area originally. Back in 1999, when I was first elected to council, the provincial government mandated that the regional areas, like the CRD, all the regions throughout BC, had to develop a regional growth strategy, and that the municipalities in those regions had to sign on to that strategy. So I sat on that committee for 2 years, and I was really, really intrigued with the idea of the urban containment boundary. At that time, North Saanich did not sign on to that concept, but a lot of the other communities did. So they followed the concept of the urban containment boundary. North Saanich currently does not have that. They have two areas, Area 1 and Area 2, where they have allowed for density. But I would like to make a firm legislated line in the sand that has two levels of legislation, mm-hmm. because a bylaw at a municipal level can be broken at any time. To break the urban containment boundary, you would have to do it at a local level, and then you would have to go to the CRD.
Right.
And it gives us an opportunity to concentrate transit in that area, to concentrate services in that area, while leaving the rest of North Saanich as rural residential, and gives us an opportunity to really look after and preserve our ALR lands.
And that sort of policy would certainly reduce some of the tension between the folks who would prefer not to have development in North Saanich versus some that see an opportunity. You'd make it very clear that over here you can, over here you can't.
Exactly.
Yeah,
that's exactly the concept.
Mm-hmm.
And that also moved in.
That's great.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And also moves into my other idea, and this has happened in the past, but it is not happening now, that I would like to see the mayors of Sydney, Central Saanich, and North Saanich sit down together and commit to developing a tri-municipal plan. This is not about amalgamation, but this is about the three mayors working together to have the three municipalities work together. We already have shared services. We have the rec center, which is a shared service. We have sewer services, which is shared. And we have PEMO, or Peninsula Emergency Management Organization. Those are shared services. But this plan could take us to another level. We need to take a look at attainable housing on the whole peninsula. We need to take a look at jobs and economic development on the whole peninsula. We need to take a look at transit on the whole peninsula. And if you have three municipalities working together, when you're approaching the provincial government, you have a much stronger voice.
Yes.
So I would like to see the three municipalities working together as a team, and that would give us a much better relationship between the three, which would be better for all of the
and likely have a better chance of solving some of the community issues and challenges out on the peninsula of growth.
I certainly hope so. So those are my main policy points. There's a lot of issues, and I could go on and on.
Yes,
and on
you could.
On.
You could. I agree. It's okay.
But I would like to say that for me, even though I am well versed with the issues, this is not an issues-driven campaign for me. This is a values-driven campaign, because the issues come and go. I would like to say my values are leadership, commitment, facilitation, and communications. That's what I bring to the table, with the commitment to serve the residents in the best capacity I possibly can.
Well, it sounds like you also, and I've just actually personally met you, and I hope our relationship continues over time.
So do
you,
I.
You clearly bring experience.
Yes, I do.
And I think that's as important as the others, or it's an important piece to helping the other value-based conditions succeed in your job.
Thank you.
That's great.
Thank you.
Well, you're right. We could go on. There's endless amounts of issues, but we are hitting sort of the 13 or 14 minute mark.
Yes.
At which point we should end, so that we don't have the multitude of listeners that I have out there bailing on us. So how do folks get a hold of you, Dorothy? What is your sort of digital contacts, your Facebook page, email, maybe your website? How do people do that?
My website is dorothyhartshorn.ca. I am
And is that so H-A-R-T?
Yes, sorry.
S-H-O-R-N-E.
Yes.
Dorothy being like the film?
Yes.
D-O-R-O-T-H-Y. Okay.
D-O-R-O-T-H-Y.
Hartshorn.ca.
That's my website.
Yeah.
I have a Facebook page. If you Google Dorothy Hartshorn for mayor of North Saanich, you will hit my Facebook page.
Yeah.
Because those Facebook thingies
are
10 million miles too long.
Yeah.
My phone number, and I encourage people to call me. I'm quite happy with it.
Cool.
I want to be an attainable mayor. My phone number will remain the same for the next 4 years.
Hmm.
It's 250-686-1998. And my email address is Dorothy, D-O-R-O-T-H-Y, @ Hartshorn, HARTSHORNE.CA.
Well, this has been great. I'm so glad to finally met you.
Thank you, and I'm so happy to meet you.
It sounds like North Saanich has an abundance of qualified, committed candidates running for council. So what we got to do is make sure everyone votes this Saturday.
Absolutely.
And best of luck.
Thank you very much, John.
All right, take care. Have
thank
a great
you.
Day.
And thank you for this opportunity.
Okay.